The new film Battle of the Sexes takes us back to 1973, when avowed male chauvinist and fading tennis pro Bobby Riggs challenged the much younger women's champion Billie Jean King to a best-of-five-set match to prove what he saw as male superiority. King is played by Emma Stone. Steve Carell plays Bobby Riggs.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Custer's last stand. This is the lobber versus the lever.
Keep talking, Bobby. The more nonsense you spout, the worse it's going to be when you lose.
Well, I'm the ladies' number one. I'm the champ. Why would I lose?
Because dinosaurs can't play tennis.
Smackdown. The film is not only a window into a landmark time in sports and women's history, it's a reminder of how the game of tennis has changed. Just ask Caitlin Christian, which we're going to do. As a student at USC, the University of Southern California, she was the national doubles champ in 2013. She's won national pro titles, and she plays a pro in Battle of the Sexes. She's also the tennis double for Emma Stone and had to learn how the game was played back in 1973, which she did from the best, Billie Jean herself. Caitlin Christian joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So start with the racket. Big, heavy wooden ones in the 70s. Had you ever played with one?
I had never even picked one up before. It was so much different, but I keep telling people that I actually think that it helped my game. The technology has changed so much. You know, you have different strings, but also the technology in the racket allows so much more power to be added to the game. Picking up the wood racket allows you to not be so handsy. You know, you have to be a lot more disciplined because the sweet spot is so much smaller on a wooden racket. There's so much more finesse back then as opposed to how much power there is in the game today.
Yeah, talk more about that, the power game today versus the finesse back then.
Yeah, you know, Billie Jean King had, her game is described as a finesse game. You know, she sliced from the baseline and she had an all-court game. She came in and had amazing volleys. And that game is sort of lost in today's game. You know, not a lot of people come up to the net today. Not a lot of people use their slice, you know how to play finesse. They don't drop shot or lob. And it's sort of a lost art. And it's a little bit sad, but I have always idolized Billie Jean because I try and emulate, you know, her game in today's modern game.
Drop shot, that's that little chop shot that doesn't go as far as your opponent thinks it will and they have to run in to get it. And a lob
it sort of dies at the net.
Dies. Or, you know, hopefully it goes over the net before it dies. Doesn't die into the net. And then the lob is, you know, up in the air. As opposed to, you know, what are people doing now? Talk more about what power means.
Players nowadays, you know, they have a lot more size, and with the technology of the rackets, they're able to stay behind the baseline and hit 120 mile an hour forehand past people, whereas you just weren't able to do that with a wooden racket. So the game has become a little bit more one-dimensional as opposed to, you know, multi-dimensional. And I think it's still so much more fun to watch somebody nowadays who serves in volleys, who chips and charges, you know, as opposed to somebody who hits a huge serve and it's unreturnable. Points are just so much shorter nowadays.
Well, and you got to play with Billie Jean King.
I did.
Oh, my gosh. So what did you observe in her? She was trying to show you some of her game from the 70s.
You know, some of her little Billie-isms, you know, how she held two balls in her hand when she served, how she approached the slice, her footwork, and just small things that sort of helped me look like her. And then she was just talking about my regular tennis game, and she was so eager to help me, which is what I thought stood out about her. She's just so willing and passionate about this sport, and I thought it was just phenomenal that she really cared about me genuinely as a person and wanted to help my real tennis game.
Well, that's, I mean, Billie Jean King helped all women in tennis through this match with Bobby Riggs. Did you find yourself thinking about that, or did the cast, as your, I mean, you know how it ends, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I did. You know, part of me getting this role was from my coach, Richard Gallien at USC, and he had always spoken so highly of Billie Jean King and always told us, you know, be grateful, be appreciative, because she is the one that got you the scholarship. And, you know, none of us would have been there if it wasn't for her.
Right. Well, and more about the game. You talked about how there were all these volleys back in the 70s. She has said, and maybe she told you this, that that's because these were grass courts and people didn't really want the ball to hit the grass.
The bounce on grass is so much lower and skittier. Taking the ball out of the air was probably the most effective thing, not letting the ball bounce.
Yeah. So, Caitlin Christian, you had both of the meanings of that word. You played her, you got to play against her, and you played her.
Yes, I did. And it was so much fun. And to even have met her was the highlight of my filming short career.
Well, you never know. That's tennis professional Caitlin Christian. She's the body double for Emma Stone, playing, you know, Billie Jean King in the new film Battle of the Sexes. How to learn how to play like they did in the 70s. Caitlin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, if you don't know, Billie Jean King does win, and Bobby Riggs has to take off that stupid sugar daddy sweatsuit he was wearing. Great movie.